Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
I think we have some interesting stories, unlike our usual ones.
Wow, then let's get to it.
I know. If that doesn't sell it, I don't know what will.
Usually this segment blows, but today.
I am the law and order producer.
Today it's going to be so good. Just today.
Just today.
You're lucky you're listening today, because yesterday.
Yesterday.
In the dumper.
Stupid. Yeah. Thumbs down. All right. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read some vague pop culture headlines, Brian and Jamie. Are either going to stay or they're going to swipe to the next one. Our whimsical producer, Parker, can be the tiebreaker if they can't decide.
I'm whimsy.
Did you get like a calendar of the day, word of the day calendar or something for your desk so you can use big words?
I got to work Jamie, I got to work stuff in. We got to keep things fresh. We got to keep it moving. It.
Maybe you had a Lathoris sitting there.
Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Russell Crowe. We're moving on. Russell Crowe issues warning to fans.
I didn't turn the audio up on this video. I am going to stay.
Stay.
Russell Crowe addressed fans and autograph seekers outside of a hotel. And here is the exact quote saying, stay where you are. Don't effing push in on me.
Wow.
I'll come to you. Give everyone space. He then followed it up with, as soon as somebody is a Richard, and he didn't say Richard, I'm gone. Are we clear? And then he started signing as soon as everybody agreed to it. Now
he looked a little angry. Just walk it out. It was like, dude, why are you angry now? You haven't even started.
But he always kind of looks angry.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's Russell Crowe,
right?
True.
What do you expect? He fights people.
This is also true.
He went on Twitter to defend himself because TMZ published it as a story, as almost like a hit piece. And he said, this is clickbait. Everybody got their autograph and a selfie.
Yeah.
The passage to the hotel was kept free for guests. And I still got to the airport on time. One man, no security guards, handled. What is your problem? And I feel like he's kind of got a point.
He's more than kind of.
He is 100% got a point. He placated the fans. He set some clear ground rules that were not unreasonable. Just don't push up on me. And everybody got a chance. So, yeah. And TMZ's job is to create clickbait. Russell Crowe's job is to be Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm. And I guess they both did their job.
I almost feel like I got the full experience. I feel like I got the full experience of Russell Crowe's coming out guns blazing.
Yeah, and the fact that he doesn't have security, that's cool. Good for him. Story number two.
Moving on, NFL quarterback sparks controversy.
Oh, I think I know this story. Oh,
we have not talked about this.
We have not. Frank, I know you're chomping at your bit. Stay.
I'll stay.
You're going to stay. Jackson Dart, the quarterback for the New York Football Giants, is causing some controversy his own locker room.
Why, you ask? This blew up.
Why, Frank?
He introduced the president of the United States at one of his rallies.
I got to start this off with a go big blue. I'd love it if y'all would follow with me. Go big blue. Go big blue. Go big blue. Go big blue.
Both people in the audience not following.
What an honor. What a privilege it is to be here. And without further ado, I'm grateful. I'm honored. I'm pleasured to introduce the 45th and 47th. President of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump.
And the crowd goes mild.
Yeah, it was like, all six of them.
It was an interesting choice of words, and nobody knows
somebody
how to chant there.
Nobody wants to chant Go Big Blue.
No.
Where was this rally?
This was in New York.
Okay.
So there probably were Giants fans there.
There were a lot of Jets fans, too.
True.
Interesting.
There may be more Jets. I don't know the exact demographic of how it's split. It may be more Jets fans in New York and more Giants fans in New Jersey. But anyway, here's where it kind of got controversial is Giants linebacker Abdul Carter said, I thought this was AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shaking my head And then he came out and said that they hashed it out and had a conversation as men. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Cowboys and Eagles defensive players this season will not share that same sentiment. But wow. Do you think if you're a quarterback, is it okay to go and be at presidential rallies?
He's a citizen. I'm not a fan of the stay in your lane.
Right.
He didn't, I mean, he introduced him. He didn't give a big speech on it, but that's his right too. But if you do it, you got to face the blowback. I mean, I don't know. He has a right to go. He has a right to go as long as it doesn't violate team guidelines, which I'm sure he had to sign a million papers about that. So
Aaron Rodgers was almost a vice president, and there was a lot of people who still loved him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I forgot about that.
Ooh. That was a chapter in the story, too.
Yeah.
Just in case we all forgot our quarterback history this morning.
We all did, yes. Wow.
Parker, we got time for one more?
Yep, we got about a minute left.
All right, we'll do a quick one. Executor of Michael Jackson's estate passes away.
Swipe.
Yeah, swipe.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have much time. Celebrity sports fans have been wronged.
Yeah, stay. See, there we go.
Oh, there we go. All right, some New York Knicks fans have been wronged by the Cleveland Cavaliers having their courtside seats revoked from the organization from that game 4 in which the Knicks swept the series.
Swept them.
They took the courtside seats from them, voided them, and moved them back a couple of rows. Fat Joe is speaking out amongst other celebrities. Go check it out. That's Swiper's Say.